WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. There's another phone scam victim in the Twin Cities.
College Station police received a report from someone who received a call with the caller ID showing 911. The victim bought $2,000 of gift cards and gave the caller the gift card information over the phone. That's after the caller claimed to be with the FBI and threatened the victim with arrest if they did not pay taxes. There's also another identity theft case involving a traffic ticket. Victim told College Station police an unknown person used in the victim's identifying information when the suspect was issued a traffic citation. And last weekend generated 18 cases of criminal mischief. 7 of 11 reports to College Station involved shattered windows to cars and SUVs. No property was taken from any of the vehicles that were parked at random locations. In Bryan, police received 7 reports of someone shooting paintballs at homes and vehicles on Garden Lane, Esther Boulevard, and Parker Avenue. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For the fourth time, the Texas Senate is being asked to pass a bill to ban texting while driving. Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says safety goals can be accomplished by enforcing current laws.
I'm an orthopedic surgeon. I've put together many, many individuals that have tragic accidents, distracted driving, drunk driving, reckless driving, texting while driving. And so I think I know more than most effects, and certainly there's heart-wrenching stories and individuals that testified. But the bottom line is we have on the books laws against distracted driving and reckless driving.
State Representatives John Rainey of Bryan and Kyle Cassell of College Station were part of yesterday's 113-23 majority vote, sending HB 62 to the Senate. One of Senator Schwertner's medical-related bills moved on to the House yesterday. SB 8 would impose a statewide ban on the sale of fetal tissue from elective abortions and prohibit partial birth abortion. A busy day in the Texas legislature included the Senate passing the bathroom bill 21-10.
It's not the transgender person that would violate it, but that open policies allow sexual predators and other people to abuse that moment.
Comments from Senator Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham, who wrote SB 6. Opponents to state legislation tightening property tax increase limits on only cities and counties plan to return to Austin. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney said when he testified before the Senate Finance Committee at 9:45 p.m., there were still 100 people behind him. And that's after Mooney arrived at 6:30 in the morning to get to the front of the line.
The senators who author the bill, Senate Bill 2, stacked the deck in the morning with just those who supported their side. Unfortunately, some of the testimony was, I'll just say, very staged.
Mooney said supporters are not bringing up property tax increases passed by school districts.
And that's because the state has yet to find a good solution to satisfying the needs of our schools.
Mooney says he will tell the full Senate and the House that SB 2, among other things, hurts public safety and the city's bond rating. Proposed legislation in Washington regarding companies that provide your internet service does not include allowing them to sell your browsing history.
We're not saying anything about giving anybody the right to sell browsing history or anything of that nature whatsoever.
Congressman Bill Flores, answering a WTAW listener's question on the Infomaniacs, says House Joint Resolution 86 returns regulatory authority established by President Obama's chairman of the Federal Communications Commission back to the Federal Trade Commission.
One of the things he did on the way out the door is to try to change the privacy regulations regarding the internet. The problem is that regulatory power resides within the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC.
Flores says the left-leaning press has been trying to pitch the joint resolution as something that it is not. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 56 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your news this morning at about 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel. Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over a million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Good morning, right at 8:11. Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Checking some weather. It's sponsored by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Contact the Kilgore Insurance Group. They're located on Harvey Road, or you can give them a call at 776-1900. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressures east of the area. Cloudiness is returning to the region, as is warm, moist air. We'll be turning mostly cloudy and breezy for today. May even see a couple of showers. Temperatures today, they're going to have the tendency to be around 70 this afternoon. Clouds breezy tonight, 60 to 65. For tomorrow, lots of clouds breezy. There could be an isolated shower. Highs close to 80 tomorrow. It's partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or two on Saturday. High 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620.
All right, so as we were talking about a little while ago, St. Patrick's Day stuff that's nothing to do with St. Patrick's Day, okay? the pinching people. Drinking green beer. That's another one that we came up with.
Mm-hmm.
Most bars in Ireland don't serve it. If you want to drink authentic Guinness, okay, or Irish whiskey, they're kind of down for that. Drinking Irish car bombs.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this.
You've never heard of an Irish car bomb? Oh, they're delicious.
Sounds like that can get you in trouble,
it
right?
Does. It does. It does. It does.
Okay, so that's when you drop a shot of Irish whiskey and Bailey's into a pint of Guinness and chug it.
Huh? Yes, yep. And it tastes like chocolate milk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's the reason. It came up. It happened in 1979. Well, you know, heck, I was 30 years old by then.
After your drop shot days, Scott?
Yeah, really. But that's interesting. I think people my age didn't do shots very much.
Okay.
I mean,
they were smarter than the youth of today.
I think beer was like $1.65 a six pack then,
right?
So you drank that, and then the other thing that you probably, the first alcohol you tried was cherry vodka.
That's still in Coke today.
I know, I'm sure it is. And a slow gin, I think, was another one that they did that with. But the liquors that I basically remember were sweet liquor. Southern Comfort was something that was
okay.
I think we probably drank that before we were legal. I know. I'm the only one who's ever done that.
No,
but I think that's until we started getting into that stuff, and then later on, then maybe you graduate to the hard stuff. But not those things. Okay.
I could see the cherry vodka in cola because it makes like a cherry.
Sure,
cherry
cola. Oh yeah, there's no doubt. Yeah, no, there's no doubt. Now, what is a Boilermaker?
I don't know if I've heard of that one.
I've heard of those. Right, but I don't know what it
is. If only there were a way to find out what that would be.
I do know what a Wisconsin lunchbox is.
Okay.
It's I believe it's a shot of amaretto dropped in orange juice.
Oh, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a Boilermaker is a drink that consists of a glass of beer and a shot of whiskey.
Yeah.
The beer is either served as a chaser or mixed
right,
with the whiskey.
Right.
Okay, my friend calls that a Happy Meal.
Okay, well,
Well,
that's what I was thinking because I knew that was liquor and beer together. So that's why I was thinking of that.
Oh, yeah, Wisconsin lunchbox, beer and orange juice. When you drop a shot of full amaretto into it.
Wow. Hello.
Morning, Scott.
Hey, what's up?
A Boilermaker is a shot of your favorite whiskey dropped into a glass of your favorite beer and chugged.
Yeah, that's how I remember it. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's which is kind of what we're talking about here with the Irish car bomb, I guess.
Yeah.
Why is it called a Wisconsin lunchbox?
I don't know, but it's tasty.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And there's this actually specifics with the Happy Meal, by the way. He has to have Jameson Irish whiskey and a Guinness. So it's very St. Patrick's appropriate.
Yeah. Basically just minus the Baileys of the Irish Car Bomb.
And he doesn't drop it in. He, like, sips the whiskey.
Okay, because if you drop it in the mug, you wouldn't be able to see it in the Guinness. Yeah. So it just kind of disappears down there into the darkness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And wearing green leprechaun top hats. In traditional Irish folklore, leprechauns wore pointy hats, and they were red. Not to mention that St. Patrick was traditionally associated with the color blue, but never mind. We've already put this together. I believe, if I saw this correctly, 1% of beer sales for the entire year happens on St. Patrick's Day. 1%.
Wow.
Which is pretty significant.
For the whole the whole year. Yeah.
And it's one of the deadliest, also one of the deadliest days to be driving.
Oh, yeah.
Which would probably make sense, wouldn't it? Because there's so many people out there doing that.
Right.
All right, My Little Dinghy news. We haven't done a My Little Dinghy story in forever.
Wow.
Yep, if you're still dreaming about Jack and Rose reuniting, great news. You can peek at the real Titanic in the very near future. UK Daily Telegraph reports that history buffs will travel 13,000 feet by submarine to see the wreckage from the ship, including the grand staircase and the deck. It does cost a bit. $105,000.
Wow.
Yeah, $105,000.
That's a super cool thing to be able to do.
I guess
though.
It probably is, but it takes a lot of money to do that. Also takes a lot of money to own an NBA basketball team, but Mark Cuban has told TMZ that if Barack Hussein Obama would like to buy 10% of the Dallas Mavericks, he'd sell it to him for $300
million. $300
million. Just
10%.
Yep, just $300 million, and it's 10%.
Oh, yeah. My God.
All right, Trump news, Trump fashion news. Melania, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Melania Trump's home country of Slovenia has named Salamian wine after her.
Ooh.
New York Magazine says Sivnica Castle, which is in Slovenia, is now producing a line of First Lady wines. The initial run, 300 bottles, which will retail for just under $30 U.S., twice the price of similar wines. Reportedly sold out in 3 days.
Of course.
Okay, but they got 2,000 more bottles in a run right now.
Sweet.
Yeah, other products in the First Lady collection will include a salami made of a rare breed of a local pig, plus there's chocolates and beauty creams as well.
So where exactly does the fashion come into play?
Well, that's I mean, it's the brand name.
Yeah, about branding
First Lady product.
Right, and as we're continuing that, Ivana Trump is writing a non-political memoir about raising Ivanka, Donald Jr., and Eric Trump.
Okay.
New York Magazine says the book, Raising Trump, will be released in September. And the book will also cover her childhood in communist Czechoslovakia, her escape from the regime, and also relocation to New York, her whirlwind romance that led to her becoming the first wife of the eventual 45th president, and the publisher is promising unfiltered personal stories about Don and Eric and Ivanka in their early childhood.
Yeah. Scandalous.
All right, so here we go. Now with the fashion stuff. Fashion stuff. Spring cleaning time. There's at least one fashion brand that everybody does seem to be trying to get rid of, and that is Ivanka Trump's. Fashionista.com says there is a resale website that's called ThredUp, and it released a list of brands that saw the biggest increase in inventory in 2016. In the company of a lot of active wear and also athleisure brands.
Athleisure wear.
All right, okay. Ivanka Trump's came in at number 7 with a 223% increase in the rate at which their items are being uploaded to that site. So, in other words, it's excess.
I don't think people are necessarily trying to get rid of it. I think people know that they can make money off of it.
See, you are dead on. That is exactly what's happened here.
Because they just came out with an article the other day that said her sales, after kind of after dropping a little bit and some retailers wanting to pull her stuff, they've actually gone up in the last, you know, month or so.
Exactly. Her fashion resale surge is notable also because it varies by region, which likely indicates
Trump supporters.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. ThredUp found that New York and Los Angeles supplies had outpaced demand, so they got enough merchandise there. But conversely, in Dallas and Houston and actually all over Texas, demand has outpaced supply, mm-hmm. meaning more people trying to buy in those areas right there.
Well, and I'm not going to lie, I really didn't even know about her fashion line mm-hmm. or know about her clothes until it started making headlines because of, you know, his presidential campaign. And so I think, too, more people are just becoming aware of it. And I think from what I remember, you know, she wore one of her dresses to one of the debates, and it was at a very reasonable price. It's not like you're trying to buy Prada or Chanel for $500 a dress.
Again, no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah.
Yep.
You
mm-hmm.
raise the awareness right there.
Yep.
There is an American city where her brand has declined in popularity, most significantly, Washington, D.C. Which is interesting.
What are the odds?
Well, yeah, because everything's political there. But I do. I find that very interesting, exactly as you said, that there may be some people go, well, hang on. We can, you know, we'll ship this to Dallas or Houston, and we'll make more money off of it. Mm-hmm. So it's that. And, you know, that's the way it's supposed to be. That is the economy. That is the free economy. That's, I have to believe Donald is very happy about that.
Yeah. So, you know, less about the specific story and more about one of the specific pieces of it. Athleisure wear, that's funny to me because that's basically athletic wear that people don't work out in.
Right.
Okay, why are you wearing those things?
I want to look sporty, but I don't want to do anything.
Scott.
They are, and I understand. I got that. I mean, I have some of those things, you know, but
Yoga pants? Is that what you're saying?
No. Scott wears his yoga pants on the weekend.
Yoga pants.
Athleisure wear.
No, I have nothing that has a swoosh on it, though. I'm not going to do that.
Or the
little pyramid thing, whatever Adidas calls themselves. Anyhow. All right, so I got a Jennifer Aniston story. You haven't had one of those.
Okay, yeah. Let's hear it.
Going to star in a new comedy called Dumplin'. As a former beauty pageant queen who now runs the local Texas pageant.
Oh, wow.
Well, we'll see. I hope that's good.
What's it going to be on?
It says it's apparently going to be a new movie. Comedy. I guess it's a movie.
Okay.
Deadline reports the film will be based on a book by Julie Murphy about a confident, plus-size teen who obsessed with all things Dolly Parton and joins a beauty pageant on a lark and then gets serious about it. Jennifer will play her mom in the movie.
Oh, okay. I was like, she's going to gain weight for this?
No, I don't think so. Oh, look, Taylor Swift has found another way to make money.
Oh, yeah.
Finally.
Music streaming business.
Of course.
She's filed 9 trademarks this week for a service that could provide music downloads and other content, including merchandise. Pearl Jam and Bruce Springsteen already have similar websites up and running. Taylor.
I was going to say, I think Kanye tried this, too.
Oh, okay. Taylor has a difficult relationship with the streamers.
Mm-hmm.
You still can't hear her music on Spotify.
Yep.
But when Tidal launched in March of 2015, most of her back catalog went there. And it was only after Taylor let Apple Music have it about their business practices that she decided to put her tunes out there as well. So TMZ updated late last night that the service will be called Swifties. And again, poor girl just doesn't have any money.
So we have to say that anytime we talk about it now?
Well, and so I guess, so you let's say, purchase the stream or the line or whatever, and then it's just her music?
I guess that's...
Is that how these things work?
Yeah.
Because I knew that she wasn't on Spotify.
Right.
Sad day. But you can get her on iTunes and Apple Music and all of that stuff. But I've just never really understood these like artist single only stream services.
Yeah, well, you know, and if you go to satellite radio, if you go to XM or Sirius, they'll have like Margaritaville. You know, and it's not just Jimmy Buffett music, or they'll have Springsteen channel. It's not just Springsteen,
right?
So it'll be that. I was listening to an interview yesterday about yacht music. Do you know yacht music?
No.
Yacht music?
Yacht music.
Like music they listen to on yachts?
It's kind of interesting, and I meant to go to the website, but I did not. These guys are apparently the world authorities on yacht music, which is, a certain kind of music that, if you remember Christopher Cross, remember him from a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
sailing, that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of one of the precursors of yacht music, but I think if you Google it, you'll see who these guys are. And they rank the most famous yacht music songs. So
okay.
Some kind of a genre out there. So, I suppose...
Oh, there is a pop band titled Yacht.
Oh,
so
is
just
there?
Be careful of that.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Or I shouldn't say be careful, but yeah.
But that's what, I mean, you go to Pandora and you you use Pandora and it starts suggesting songs to you.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And strangely enough, again, that was one of the things that I really, really did not like in the beginning about Netflix, is that because you were watching certain things, it would try to force things on to you.
Suggestions.
It says the term is meant to suggest the kind of smooth, mellow music that early yuppies likely enjoyed while sipping champagne and snorting cocaine
on their yacht.
What is this from?
But that's it. It's all very smooth-sounding music. And, he did an interview with them and played him music and asked him if that was yacht music or not yacht music.
Okay.
And it apparently is a thing.
Yeah.
It's a deal out there if you want to do that. All right, it's 8:25.
The annual Twin City Mission Golf Classics on Monday, March 27th at the Phillips Event Center and Golf Course. Sign up your four-person scramble team or be a sponsor like the Bubba Moore Memorial Group, Inco Insurance, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, and Prosperity Bank. For more information, you can go to twincitymission.org or give Ron Crozier a call at 822-7511. A big thank you to the partners of the Twin City Mission Golf Classic, like University Title Company, the Bank and Trust, and Ike Small Engines.
Ending rabies. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Most people in the developed world don't give rabies a second thought. That's because dogs are routinely vaccinated, so it rarely threatens people. But worldwide, 70,000 people die every year from the disease, around half of them children. In the journal Science, Washington State University infectious disease pathologist Guy Palmer and his colleagues describe a plan to eradicate rabies.
By going in and doing mass dog vaccinations, you can reduce the burden from rabies in terms of public health basically to zero.
He says a campaign to vaccinate dogs in Tanzania over a 10-year period prevented the disease in people and even reduced infection of wild animals in nearby Serengeti National Park.
If you control it in the dog population, you actually can keep it completely out of the wildlife population as well.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. President Trump is set to release his budget proposal today. The budget calls for sharp cuts to spending on foreign aid, the arts, environmental protection, and public broadcasting to pay for a bigger military and a more secure border. The number of people applying for unemployment benefits fell by 2,000 last week and continued to hover at a low level consistent with a healthy labor market. The less volatile four-week average rose by 750. Lufthansa expects profits to fall slightly this year due to lower fares and a rising fuel bill, despite clinching a long-sought deal on pay and pensions with its pilots this week. Like its rivals, Lufthansa saw ticket prices come under pressure in Europe last year from overcapacity and fierce competition from airlines with lower cost bases. Crude oil up 38 cents at $49.23 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to modest gains at the opening bell. That's Your Money Now.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about Home Advisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
At the South by Southwest conference in Austin this week, a panel about Silicon Valley CEOs arrived at the conclusion that many are simply psychopaths. Kim Commando with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Consider the recent antics of a few Silicon Valley CEOs. There's Elizabeth Holmes, who falsely claimed that Theranos, her company, had invented new blood tests that would revolutionize medicine. The company is collapsing. There's Uber CEO Travis Kalanick. Uber was already in big trouble when Travis was caught on video cursing at an Uber driver. There's Parker Conrad, former CEO of Zenefits. He created a company culture where employees drank on the job and had sex in the stairwells. The list goes on. The panel said that these people can mask their negative traits and be able to attract billions of investor dollars, showing that, if they can keep the mask on, a little crazy might be okay. The latest tech news 24/7 is at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. You really need to check this out. Epson's revolutionary EcoTang printers. And listen to this. Cartridge-free printing. That's right. Epson has produced a refillable ink tank ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 8,500 pages. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. You save up to 80% on ink with low-cost replacement bottles. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer, high-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. Go cartridge-free for an unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. That's Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center, treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Texas Senate will again consider a statewide ban on texting while driving.
Where do you draw the line? Do you start passing laws that prohibit people to put on makeup or eat in the car or change a channel in the car?
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner repeated his opposition because there are existing laws that cover this and other forms of distracted driving. The Texas House passed HB 62 by a margin of 113 to 23. Among those voting yes were John Rainey of Bryan and Kyle Cassell of College Station. An early morning turned into a late night for many who wanted to tell the Texas Senate Finance Committee what they thought about a proposal to place a tighter cap on property tax increases by cities and counties without holding an election. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney arrived before the doors opened at 6:30 in the morning, but he didn't get his turn to express his opposition to Senate Bill number 2 until the night at a quarter of 10.
It didn't do any good.
Mooney said committee members stacked the deck with those who support SB 2.
The politics is observable. Let's put it that way.
Mooney says the legislation does not address rising taxes assessed by school districts.
What really went up was not their city taxes, nor their county taxes, but it was their school district taxes.
Mooney was among city and county leaders who told the committee SB 2 hurts public safety and their bond ratings. Police in the Twin Cities received 18 reports of criminal mischief last weekend.
7 were in Bryan involving someone shooting a paintball gun at vehicles and homes on Parker Avenue, Garden Lane, and Esther Boulevard. In College Station, police have confirmed 7 of 11 reports were someone breaking out vehicle windows at various locations. Nothing was taken from the parked cars and SUVs. It's now up to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office to determine if criminal charges will be considered in an attempted kidnapping last weekend at the mall. It's after the College Station Police Department forwarded their reports to prosecutors. It's after the suspect was found and interviewed. The unidentified man is accused of grabbing a 6-year-old girl he did not know who was alone inside a fitting room at the Bell store last Sunday. The man let her go and left after the girl yelled stop. One of 2 Conroe men accused of beating up a man during a robbery in College Station last week's back in jail. College Station police report hours after 21-year-old Rufus Davis Jr. was released from jail on bond. He was driving an SUV reported to stolen. Davis was arrested for unauthorized use of a motor vehicle and driving with an invalid license. Second man accused of participating in last week's robbery that placed the victim in the hospital, Christopher Fenner, is still in jail. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A WTAW listener sent us an email wanting to ask Congressman Bill Flores if legislation he's co-sponsoring would allow the companies that provide your internet service to be able to sell your browsing history.
We're not allowing anybody to sell anything. I think that's the left-leaning press has been trying to pitch our bill as this.
Flores says House Joint Resolution 86 is repealing another regulation from the Obama administration by returning regulatory authority from the Federal Communications Commission to the Federal Trade Commission. Flores says they're trying to roll back regulations on internet privacy that were ordered by the former FCC chairman shortly before he left. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 56 degrees. Text us any time of the day to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for senior living, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email Sam at BrianBroadcasting.com.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Texas Truck Riggins Sandblasting Services offers a fast, affordable way to properly clean metal without using harmful chemicals. Once an item is blasted, it's ideal for color powder coating. From project vehicle parts to rusting metal entry gates and fence sections, trust your sandblasting and color powder coating to Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Good morning, it's 8:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressures east of the area. Cloudiness is returning to the region, as is warm, moist air. We'll be turning mostly cloudy and breezy for today. May even see a couple of showers. Temperatures today, they're going to have the tendency to be around 70 this afternoon. Clouds breezy tonight, 60 to 65. For tomorrow, lots of clouds breezy. There could be an isolated shower. Highs close to 80 tomorrow. It's partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or two on Saturday. High 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620.
Let's head over to Austin. State Representative John Rainey joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Scott. And you?
Good. Been a busy week for you over there in the Capitol.
It has. We had some bills on the floor, which was good. Appropriations have been moving along pretty well. We're about to get our side done. A lot of items have gone to Article 11, which is kind of, I guess you'd say, a storing place, and then we'll see what the conference committee comes up with.
Well, of course, the headline story, I guess, yesterday was the House passing a version of a texting bill. Tell us a little bit about this, and you voted for it, is my understanding, and what your thoughts were about that and how that's going to play out in Texas.
I've voted for that texting bill every session I've been here. It is a real problem. I think folks tell us that it's as dangerous as drunk driving, and I just feel like it's an important issue. I don't know whether that's going to solve the issue. It's hard to for the DPS or anybody other law enforcement officer to catch you, I guess. But it's important that at least we send the message that texting and driving is not to be done.
Well, you know, it brings to mind, and I spoke to State Senator Schwertner about this earlier this week, the concern that the state of Texas starts getting into the business of cities. I mentioned 2 years ago, when the city of Denton wanted to put a ban on fracking, the legislature passed a bill that overturned that.
Well, I can see that argument, but let me tell you, Senator Schwertner also has a bill that has to do with the taxi business.
Oh, Uber. Uber and Lyft. Yeah.
And that's getting into the city business, too. So it always depends on who what we're thinking about. And I don't have a problem with Uber, and I don't have a problem with a statewide message on Uber. You know, we already have ordinances about in College Station about texting, so I feel like it's important that we keep people off highways. It's a whole lot better to have a statewide statement where when you drive from one community to another about these sort of things that you know. You know, when I first came to Austin, I didn't know they had a cell phone, you know,
sure,
texting ban and cell phone ban while you're driving. And, you know, I could have easily gotten caught and it's a $500 fine. It'd be nice to know those things. And I know that City College Station has done a good job letting people know about the texting ban. And I think it's nice to have things kind of consistent across the state in that regard.
State Representative John Rainey joining us from Austin this morning. Yesterday, kind of peeking over the horizon over on the Senate side, maybe the Finance Committee is looking at changing funding that would influence major university systems like this one we have here. Of course, you're the Vice Chair of Higher Ed in the House. Anything like that going on your side?
Nothing like that in the House. I can tell you that it's not going to be a fantastic year for higher ed, but we're trying our best to keep it as close to funding as we did last time, and we just I'm just stepped out of appropriations, and we have passed out of our committee today House Bill 2, which is supplemental, which does take $2.5 billion out of the rainy day fund, if you want to call it that. It's actually the Economic Stabilization Fund.
Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're willing to do that. I'm not sure that the Senate is willing to take any money out of that fund, but it is actually for a time when we need to have a slowdown in the economy and we can move that money over and hold our own in our budget. And I think this is the time to do that. At the end of this biennium, we're going to have close to $12 billion in that fund. So, and it's been swept. It's been totally swept, I think, multiple times, and it's been used at least seven times.
Well, so now y'all are the first ones to kind of wet the hook, if you will, on that. Does that, since you've taken that bold step, does that mean that there'll be other people in there who'll decide? Because I think the number you floated is a little bit north of $5 billion you feel like you could comfortably leave in there. Am I right when I said
that? I think we're trying to leave somewhere around at a minimum of $8 billion,
okay.
And we're only taking $2.5 billion, so we're still going to be somewhere between 9 and 10 when we're through after the end of this biennium. And I think it's important that we try to hold our funding as best we can, particularly on public ed and higher ed. To cut those two groups when we're trying to educate people to get them into the job market just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Now, I don't know if it's getting too far out in the weeds, but does that mean that you would still be able to fund the highway program at the full amount, or are you still going to take money out of there?
I don't think we're going to take money out of that. We passed that bill. They anticipated using it. It could come down to we fund it a little late or defer the payment on it to help make these budget meets. And there's other little tools that could be used and have been used before that would allow us to defer by one day a payment for that would go out in August, fund it in September, and then kind of keep that going, and we end up with some savings for the budget, at least, for education, and come back the next biennium into your session and have a supplemental bill to pick that all up and clean up. And I think that's probably one of the options that will be considered.
Okay. Finally, anything else of import that's going to happen this week before we talk again next week?
Well, we're going to pretty much finish our budget up, I think, today in appropriations, and will be a significant difference from us in the House and, I mean, the Senate. And we're going to see why that all comes about. I'm anticipating a special session for budget, but I don't know. Hopefully we won't have one.
Well, I hate to hear you say that, and I know you hate to say it, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, we'll talk to you next week then.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Scott. You bet. That's State Representative John Rainey, and we talk to him each week. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Shift gears, go to the city of Bryan. Kayla's here this morning. How are you today?
Hi, we're doing great. How are you today,
Scott?
Great.
You brought a guest with you?
I sure did. I have Miss Stephanie Dolan here from our planning department. She's going to share some information about an upcoming public meeting next week.
Sure. Hey, Stephanie, good to have you back in again.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, what do we got going on?
So on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, March 21st, at the Clara B. Mounts Public Library on the second floor in the meeting room at 5:30, we're inviting all citizens who are interested to come out and talk to us about by-the-room occupancy, also referred to as stealth dorms. Another name for it, established neighborhoods have maybe seen an increase in rental housing in the past years. So
these are big two-story, kind of four-bedroom, four-bath type things we're talking about here?
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. Okay. And anybody who has some thoughts on those, we would welcome them to come out to the meeting and express your opinions, your concerns. We've seen at the P&Z meetings in the past few years an increase in these residential replats or the subdivision of land. And at those public meetings, we often have citizens who are within the neighborhoods of these requests come out and express some concerns. So we'd like to open it up now for a greater meeting on the topics so that we can really dive in and see what's going on and see what options we have.
Well, and I think people, like anything in real estate, it doesn't matter to you until it happens across the street from you, and then all of a sudden. But there is always a process. These developers go through a process, and I think it's part of it is the public's ignorance of what that process is. Basically, planning and zoning commissions will take land to the highest best use as long as there's nothing that they're violating. These developers are not violating anything. So what can this meeting accomplish?
Well, we're hoping this is the first meeting of hopefully many. And the first meeting is just to collect input, right? So we want to understand what are the concerns surrounding these types of developments. And then from there, maybe identify some next steps.
Okay. And so based on that, this is kind of an organic thing. If we see an interest level, then you'll be able to have a meet again. Is this going to be streamed or recorded, or will it be archived in any way?
To be determined.
Okay, because it might help. I know that's one of the things. Tell us again when the meeting's
going to
be.
So it's going to be Tuesday, the 21st of March, so this coming Tuesday, 5:30 p.m., Clara B. Mounts Public Library.
Any idea about how long it's going to last?
We're thinking about an hour. Of course, if you're there telling us your concerns, we'll be listening.
Okay. So. Oh, no, it's a good thing. I think it's a good reach out for you all to do. Okay, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
What else you got for us today?
Sure. So this information will be posted on the homepage of our website at bryantx.gov. And we also want to remind folks of all of the seal coating of streets going on over the next 6 weeks. So we have 42 different city streets that will be undergoing this process, but please know this will be done in phases. So we have these streets separated in different areas, so we're not going to have 42 different streets, you know, completely closed down.
Sure.
But we will send out notifications so the public is aware. But we did start with Leonard Road from FM 2818 to Palisota Drive. And if you don't know what seal coating is, it's a cost-effective way to maintain our roadways and extend the life of the asphalt. So we look forward to completing that, but watch for them because it'll be all the way through about May 1st, weather permitting.
Okay.
And, of course, all of these are posted under the press releases section and on the article section at bryantx.gov, and we share it on social media, so Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Great. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with folks from the city of Bryan every Thursday on News Talk 1620 WTAW. A Texas man has built a wheelchair for a disabled goldfish. Taylor Dean, San Antonio, tweeted a photo of the device built by her friend Derek. Dean says that Derek works at a fish store and created a wheelchair for a customer whose fish had lost its buoyancy. The goldfish apparently suffers from bladder disorder. I'm guessing the air bladder disorder, maybe. And anyhow, not immediately clear how the wheelchair works. You don't keep fish at the Humane Society, do you?
You know, we did have some fish at one time.
Did you?
When animal control goes out and serves a cruelty warrant and collects the animals, that means everything.
Everything that's there, even if it is fish, too.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So I wouldn't say if you're wanting to adopt a fish that we're the place to go to. So you know, there's a lot of other options for fish in the community.
Yeah.
But, you know, outside of dogs and cats, we do get a lot of other animals. You know, we often have small mammals. So your rabbits, your guinea pigs, hamsters. Next to dogs and cats, actually, the animal we get the most are chickens.
Okay.
You can have chickens per some regulations within both Bryan and College Station city limits. Again, there's some caveats to that, so check that out before you go putting up a chicken coop in your backyard. But, you know, they do have wings, and they do fly to the top of your fence every once in a while, yeah, and then hop over, and next thing you know, they're walking down University Drive.
Yeah.
And then they end up with us. And they're, you know, it's very common. It's they're super popular. So we almost always have a chicken or going to have a chicken within a week. It's okay. Just how often we get them. We're looking forward to the spring and out and about. Like, we're going to be out at places, but the other things that are out and about are skunks. So skunks are starting to become more active, and skunks and bats here in Bryan College Station are the number one rabies carriers. And you guys did have a little blip earlier on today about rabies. And so often, I think there's quite a few rabies vaccination clinics that are held throughout the Brazos County at some of the feed stores and the grocery store parking lots. But I want to encourage people to also get their DHPP. That's very vital to your pets. That's distemper and parvo and a couple other things involved with that vaccine. Making sure that's boosted or you've had your titer checked for your pet on that as well. That's something that I think a lot of times gets missed, and especially if you're getting a younger dog and you're super excited, you're going to take them to the dog park, take them out somewhere. The parvovirus lives in the ground. They can pick it up anywhere. Mm-hmm. They need at least 3 rounds of vaccinations to be considered, you know, having some sort of immunity against that that's going to protect them from it. So, you know, saving yourself the tragedy of possibly your pet coming down with parvovirus, go ahead, talk with your veterinarian about what you need to do. And if you are attending one of the vaccination clinics, talk with them, because there's a veterinarian there as well, on what is recommended for your pet and how often you should have it and so on and so forth. So
does it die out in cold weather, the virus, or no?
It lives in the ground. It goes a little deeper in the ground. We see it's when it's wetter outside, mm-hmm, we see it come back kind of up to the surface, essentially,
right.
And we see more cases is what it ends up being, because mm-hmm, these, you know, the stray dogs, you don't know where they're walking.
Sure.
And one of the things that's kind of critical is that if you've had a dog with parvovirus on your property, they recommend generally about 6 months before you put another dog that's not vaccinated.
Goodness.
So if you have one puppy,
yeah,
that has parvovirus and it's been in your backyard, mm-hmm, to not have another one for 6 months to a year.
Wow.
So
wow.
It's definitely something really important. Talk to your veterinarians.
Yep.
I mean, we've got great resources here in the community for veterinarians. I mean, there's so many of them. They're so fantastic. So
yep,
talk with them and get your pets vaccinated. Rabies are required by law. And I think that's why a lot of times people are getting those rabies vaccines, but kind of dismissing all the other vaccines, mm-hmm, that their pet needs as well. And we hear a lot of times, oh, the dog doesn't need Bordetella because it never gets boarded or something. But you never know.
Right.
You never know what circumstance may arise and your pet ends up in a boarding situation, or maybe it was out and about wandering and animal control picks it up.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure that's up to date. And that's for kennel cough. And that's, you know, just like your kids, I kind of attribute it to like kids at kindergarten, where they've never been around a lot of other kids. They go to kindergarten, they're going to come down with a little snotty nose, mm-hmm, and a little bit of a cold. So that's what Bordetella is going to help protect your pet against.
Okay, and if they want some more information,
go to our website, aggielandhumane.org.
Yes, Chelsea?
I have to ask about April the giraffe. Have you gotten to see the live stream of April?
I've seen it in bits and pieces. Obviously, I haven't today, but yeah.
Because a lot of people are questioning whether she's really pregnant. They think this is all just a stint, but mm-hmm, I think she looks pregnant, and I think she is.
Probably, and there's some, it's a very long gestation.
Exactly.
And there's a very wide window of opportunity to have that. So
right.
I'm like, you could be watching this for 3 months.
Right.
Before she might be one of those ones. I mean, that goes a really long time. And coming from the cattle and horse industry, mm-hmm, I've had horses hold their foals for a very long time.
Okay.
And then we have one cow right now, bless Scarlett's heart, if she's not in a pen attached to the barn with her proper little, she's not going to calve.
Okay.
So
okay. I just needed an expert opinion.
Well, we're finding April may be a little bit finicky. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Could
yeah,
be that.
She might be saying she may not like the media attention. I know I wouldn't, but.
All right. There you go. Chelsea the News Hound. Thanks for that. Hey, if they want some more information, what do they do?
Go to our website, aggielandhumane.org.
All right, there you are. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill. Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. That's Dayhill, 774-2200.
Whether you have a swimming pool or looking to build one, trust the pool guy. With a large professional staff, the pool guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The pool guy is the only local service center trusted by all major manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the pool guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the pool guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the pool guy.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. With a new year and a new president, we are keeping up with the changes as they happen. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
It's 5 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Strange people wandering the halls outside.
We're strange.
Trying to do a radio show.
Right.
Tom Turbeville has walked by five times.
Yes, he came into my room.
Mine too.
What does he want?
Scared me.
Nothing. He just goes, just wanting to come and see what it looked like it used to be.
I thought he was going to Los Angeles. Is he not going to Los Angeles?
Oh, with women's basketball.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't want to invite him in because hell, we'll never get done then.
Correct.
I'm not sure, we only have
5 minutes.
Okay, I was hoping we... Tim Tebow, did you hear about this? Tim goes out with a bang. The gridiron star turned baseball, recorded his first multi-hit game yesterday.
Hey, Timmy boy.
Made an excellent defensive catch in right field and afterwards was told that he was done.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in five spring games in both left and right field, and once as a designated hitter, he went 3-for-14 with four strikeouts, had three hits, and his final six at-bats.
Good try, buddy.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. So preschoolers who get too little sleep may be more likely to have trouble paying attention, controlling their emotions, and processing information later in childhood. You know, okay, that's fine. I'm not a doctor, and I don't play one, but parenting has something to do with all of those things also. Okay? Once again, we're talking controlling your emotions, paying attention, processing information. You know, if you sit down and read to your kids, you can help with a lot of that right there.
Agreed.
Just saying. The study by Massachusetts General Hospital for Children in Boston found that children exhibit poor ability to pay attention, poor emotional control, poor executive function in general, and more behavioral problems. In general, kids 3 to 4 years old need 11 hours of sleep each day. Younger kids need more, and older kids need a little less.
I need more.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I asked Mr. Downs if he wanted to come in.
Yeah, he's roaming around the hallways, too. He didn't want to come in and join us?
Well, I don't know that I invited him. I texted him and said, you clearly have nothing to do.
That sounds like an invitation to me.
Well, I don't know. And maybe now suddenly he has found something.
He's probably trying to figure out what the heck Tom's doing.
Yeah. A new study has found the major life events that stress us out the most. Okay? And so here we go. Number 10 is planning a wedding. Nine, starting a new job. So you have friends who've just stressed out.
Oh my gosh, it's ridiculous.
See,
it is ridiculous.
Well, and you know, I
need more than 3 minutes.
Okay,
like that's just
as I back up and look at this social media, I can see where
this thing could go
astronomical.
It gets out of control.
It really. I can certainly understand that. And then because somebody does something, you want to one up that.
Oh yeah. It's all about you really lose the whole. Somebody's actually getting married and are like in love.
Yeah, might want to do that. All right.
It comes
so
about
just
the
chill
event.
And have fun about them. Yeah, that's what it's about. Just have fun. Yep. Have a good day.
Starting a new job. Number 8 is unexpected money problems. Number 7, being the victim of identity theft. Is it number 7?
I knew somebody just this year who you hear that tax filing thing, and sure enough, someone had already filed for
them.
Is
that right?
Yep.
Wow. Getting separated or divorced is number 6. Number 5, getting fired. Number 4, getting diagnosed with a serious illness. Number 3, a natural disaster or fire in your home. Number 2, going to jail.
Well, yeah, that would be stressful.
I think so.
Yeah.
Number, what do you think about that? A lot of people have done it a lot, though.
Yeah.
Just no matter what they're used to.
Probably just get used to it.
Yeah. The death of a spouse, a relative, or a friend is number 1.
Oh, yeah.
A terrorist attack came in 13th on the list.
Wow.
Okay?
That's high.
It is.
Yeah.
Slightly above the number 14 most stressful event in your life, losing your phone.
Oh, my gosh. Stop.
Yeah, I know. I'm disgusted that it's 14th, but
that it's on the list.
Losing your phone, the 14th most stressful thing.
All right. Okay.
I don't.
Maybe if you were, like, stranded in a strange city by yourself and you had no way to communicate with people.
Yeah, like a horrible situation, maybe.
Yeah, but no.
All right, one of those things where we talk about soon there'll be just two of everything. The publisher of Rolling Stone magazine is selling its celebrity magazine, Us Weekly, to the owner of the National Enquirer. Enquirer's parent company, American Media, also owns Star, OK, I don't even know what that is, and Men's Fitness.